The Division of Labor in Society. By Emile Durkheim. Books.Kim, free summaries of best-selling books. Download PDF and MP3 versions of the summary from www.books.kim. Summary. The Division of Labor in Society, written by Emile Durkheim in 1893, is a foundational text in the field of sociology. Durkheim's main argument is that the division of labor is essential for the development of modern societies. He argues that the division of labor is a natural phenomenon, and that it is necessary for the development of social solidarity and the progress of civilization. Durkheim also argues that the division of labor is a source of social inequality, as it creates a hierarchy of social classes. He further argues that the division of labor is a source of social cohesion, as it creates a sense of shared identity and purpose among members of a society. Durkheim also examines the effects of the division of labor on the individual, arguing that it can lead to feelings of alienation and enmity. He concludes that the division of labor is a necessary part of modern society, but that it must be regulated in order to ensure that it does not lead to social inequality and alienation. Durkheim begins by examining the historical development of the division of labor. He argues that the division of labor has been a part of human societies since ancient times, but that it has become increasingly complex in modern societies. He then examines the effects of the division of labor on social solidarity, arguing that it creates a sense of shared identity and purpose among members of a society. He further argues that the division of labor is a source of social inequality, as it creates a hierarchy of social classes. Durkheim then examines the effects of the division of labor on the individual, arguing that it can lead to feelings of alienation and enmity. He concludes that the division of labor is a necessary part of modern society, but that it must be regulated in order to ensure that it does not lead to social inequality and alienation. Durkheim's work has had a lasting impact on the field of sociology, and his ideas about the division of labor remain influential today. His argument that the division of labor is a necessary part of modern society has been widely accepted, and his ideas about the effects of the division of labor on social solidarity and individual well-being have been widely discussed. The Division of Labor in Society is an important work in the field of sociology, and it continues to be relevant today. Main ideas. Main idea number 1. Social solidarity is the basis of a healthy society. Durkheim argues that social solidarity is the foundation of a healthy society, and that it is achieved through the division of labor. He believes that the more specialized and complex the division of labor, the greater the social solidarity. Durkheim argued that social solidarity is essential for a healthy society. He believed that it is achieved through the division of labor, which is the specialization of tasks and responsibilities among different individuals. The more specialized and complex the division of labor, the greater the social solidarity. Durkheim argued that this division of labor creates a sense of interdependence among individuals, which leads to a greater sense of solidarity. He believed that this solidarity is essential for a healthy society, as it creates a sense of unity and belonging among its members. This unity and belonging is essential for the functioning of a society, as it allows individuals to work together to achieve common goals. Durkheim also argued that social solidarity is essential for the maintenance of social order. He believed that when individuals are united by a sense of solidarity, they are more likely to abide by the laws and norms of society. This is because they feel a sense of responsibility towards their fellow citizens, and are more likely to act in a way that is beneficial to the collective. This sense of responsibility and collective action is essential for the maintenance of social order, as it ensures that individuals are held accountable for their actions. In conclusion, Durkheim argued that social solidarity is essential for a healthy society. He believed that it is achieved through the division of labor, which creates a sense of interdependence and unity among individuals. This unity and belonging is essential for the functioning of a society, as it allows individuals to work together to achieve common goals. Furthermore, social solidarity is essential for the maintenance of social order, as it ensures that individuals are held accountable for their actions. Main idea number 2. The division of labor is a natural process. Durkheim argues that the division of labor is a natural process that is driven by the need for efficiency and productivity. He believes that it is a necessary part of social progress and development. Durkheim argues that the division of labor is a natural process that is driven by the need for efficiency and productivity. He believes that it is a necessary part of social progress and development. He argues that the division of labor is a result of the increasing complexity of society, as it allows for specialization and the development of expertise in certain areas. This, in turn, leads to increased productivity and efficiency, which is beneficial for society as a whole. Durkheim also argues that the division of labor is beneficial for individuals, as it allows them to focus on specific tasks and develop their skills in those areas. This, in turn, leads to increased job satisfaction and a sense of accomplishment. Durkheim also argues that the division of labor is beneficial for society as a whole, as it allows for the development of a sense of solidarity and cooperation between individuals. He believes that this is essential for the functioning of a healthy society, as it allows for the development of a sense of shared responsibility and mutual respect. This, in turn, leads to increased social cohesion and a sense of collective identity. Overall, Durkheim argues that the division of labor is a natural process that is beneficial for both individuals and society as a whole. He believes that it is essential for the development of a healthy and productive society, and that it should be encouraged and supported. He also argues that it is important to ensure that the division of labor is fair and equitable, so that everyone can benefit from it. Main idea number 3. The division of labor is beneficial to society. Durkheim argues that the division of labor is beneficial to society because it increases efficiency and productivity, and it allows for specialization and the development of new skills. Durkheim argues that the division of labor is beneficial to society because it increases efficiency and productivity. By dividing tasks into smaller, more specialized roles, workers can become more proficient in their respective areas, leading to increased productivity. This specialization also allows for the development of new skills, which can be used to create new products and services. Furthermore, the division of labor can lead to increased social cohesion, as workers become more interdependent on each other to complete tasks. This can lead to a greater sense of solidarity and collective identity. The division of labor can also lead to increased economic growth. By allowing for specialization, workers can produce more goods and services in a shorter amount of time. This can lead to increased profits for businesses, which can then be reinvested into the economy. This can lead to increased employment opportunities, higher wages, and improved living standards for all members of society. Overall, Durkheim argues that the division of labor is beneficial to society because it increases efficiency and productivity, and it allows for specialization and the development of new skills. This can lead to increased economic growth, improved living standards, and greater social cohesion. Main idea number 4. The division of labor is a source of social solidarity. Durkheim argues that the division of labor is a source of social solidarity because it creates a sense of interdependence and cooperation among individuals. Durkheim argued that the division of labor is a source of social solidarity because it creates a sense of interdependence and cooperation among individuals. He argued that when individuals are divided into different roles and tasks, they become dependent on each other to complete the tasks. This interdependence creates a sense of solidarity, as individuals must cooperate and work together to achieve a common goal. Durkheim also argued that the division of labor creates a sense of social unity, as individuals become aware of their shared interests and goals. This shared sense of purpose and identity can help to create a strong sense of social solidarity. Durkheim also argued that the division of labor can help to create a sense of social order. By assigning individuals to specific roles and tasks, it creates a sense of structure and organization. This structure can help to create a sense of stability and order, which can help to foster a sense of social solidarity. Finally, Durkheim argued that the division of labor can help to create a sense of equality, as individuals are given equal opportunities to contribute to the collective effort. Main idea number 5. The division of labor is a source of social inequality. Durkheim argues that the division of labor is a source of social inequality because it creates a hierarchy of occupations and social classes. Durkheim argued that the division of labor is a source of social inequality because it creates a hierarchy of occupations and social classes. He argued that the division of labor creates a system of stratification, where certain occupations are seen as more important than others. This stratification leads to a situation where those in higher positions of the hierarchy have more power and influence than those in lower positions. This power and influence can be used to maintain the status quo and to prevent social mobility. As a result, those in lower positions of the hierarchy are unable to access the same resources and opportunities as those in higher positions, leading to a situation of inequality. Durkheim also argued that the division of labor can lead to a situation where certain occupations are seen as more prestigious than others. This can lead to a situation where those in higher positions of the hierarchy are seen as more important and valuable than those in lower positions. This can lead to a situation where those in higher positions are given more respect and recognition than those in lower positions, leading to a situation of inequality. Finally, Durkheim argued that the division of labor can lead to a situation where certain occupations are seen as more desirable than others. This can lead to a situation where those in higher positions of the hierarchy are able to access more resources and opportunities than those in lower positions, leading to a situation of inequality. Main idea number 6. The division of labor is a source of social control. Durkheim argues that the division of labor is a source of social control because it creates a system of rules and regulations that govern the behavior of individuals. Durkheim argued that the division of labor is a source of social control because it creates a system of rules and regulations that govern the behavior of individuals. He argued that the division of labor creates a sense of solidarity among individuals, as they are all bound by the same rules and regulations. This sense of solidarity creates a sense of obligation to follow the rules and regulations, which in turn creates a form of social control. Durkheim argued that this form of social control is beneficial to society, as it helps to maintain order and stability. He argued that the division of labor also helps to create a sense of equality among individuals, as everyone is bound by the same rules and regulations. This sense of equality helps to create a sense of unity and cohesion within society, which is beneficial for social stability. Durkheim also argued that the division of labor helps to create a sense of interdependence among individuals. He argued that individuals are dependent on each other for the completion of tasks, and this interdependence helps to create a sense of mutual respect and cooperation. This sense of interdependence helps to create a sense of solidarity and unity within society, which is beneficial for social stability. Durkheim argued that the division of labor also helps to create a sense of responsibility among individuals, as they are all responsible for the completion of tasks. This sense of responsibility helps to create a sense of order and stability within society, which is beneficial for social stability. Main idea number 7. The division of labor is a source of social stability. Durkheim argues that the division of labor is a source of social stability because it creates a sense of order and predictability in society. Durkheim argued that the division of labor is a source of social stability because it creates a sense of order and predictability in society. He argued that when individuals are assigned specific tasks and roles, it creates a sense of solidarity and unity among them. This sense of solidarity and unity is essential for social stability, as it allows individuals to cooperate and work together to achieve common goals. Furthermore, the division of labor also creates a sense of order and predictability, as individuals know what is expected of them and can plan accordingly. This sense of order and predictability helps to reduce conflict and tension in society, as individuals are less likely to challenge the status quo. Finally, the division of labor also helps to create a sense of security and stability, as individuals know that their roles and tasks are secure and that they can rely on others to fulfill their duties. In conclusion, Durkheim argued that the division of labor is a source of social stability because it creates a sense of order and predictability in society. It also helps to create a sense of solidarity and unity among individuals, as well as a sense of security and stability. By creating these conditions, the division of labor helps to reduce conflict and tension in society, thus contributing to social stability. Main idea number 8. The division of labor is a source of social progress. Durkheim argues that the division of labor is a source of social progress because it allows for the development of new skills and technologies. Durkheim argued that the division of labor is a source of social progress because it allows for the development of new skills and technologies. He argued that when individuals specialize in certain tasks, they become more efficient and productive. This increased efficiency and productivity leads to increased economic growth and development. Furthermore, the division of labor allows for the development of new technologies and skills, which can be used to improve the quality of life for all members of society. Durkheim argued that this increased specialization and technological development leads to increased social progress. Durkheim also argued that the division of labor leads to increased social solidarity. He argued that when individuals specialize in certain tasks, they become more dependent on each other. This increased dependence leads to increased cooperation and collaboration between individuals, which in turn leads to increased social solidarity. Durkheim argued that this increased social solidarity leads to increased social progress, as it allows for the development of new ideas and solutions to social problems. Finally, Durkheim argued that the division of labor leads to increased social stability. He argued that when individuals specialize in certain tasks, they become more dependent on each other. This increased dependence leads to increased cooperation and collaboration between individuals, which in turn leads to increased social stability. Durkheim argued that this increased social stability leads to increased social progress, as it allows for the development of new ideas and solutions to social problems. Main idea number 9. The division of labor is a source of social cohesion. Durkheim argues that the division of labor is a source of social cohesion because it creates a sense of unity and belonging among individuals. Durkheim argued that the division of labor is a source of social cohesion because it creates a sense of unity and belonging among individuals. He argued that when individuals are divided into distinct roles and tasks, they become more interdependent and connected to one another. This interdependence creates a sense of solidarity and collective identity, which in turn strengthens the bonds between individuals and the society as a whole. Durkheim argued that this sense of solidarity is essential for the functioning of a healthy society, as it allows individuals to cooperate and work together to achieve common goals. Durkheim also argued that the division of labor is beneficial because it allows individuals to specialize in certain tasks and become more efficient and productive. This specialization allows individuals to develop expertise in their respective fields, which can lead to greater economic growth and prosperity. Furthermore, the division of labor can also lead to increased innovation and creativity, as individuals are able to focus on specific tasks and develop new ideas and solutions. Overall, Durkheim argued that the division of labor is a source of social cohesion because it creates a sense of unity and belonging among individuals. It also allows individuals to specialize in certain tasks and become more efficient and productive, which can lead to greater economic growth and prosperity. Finally, the division of labor can also lead to increased innovation and creativity, as individuals are able to focus on specific tasks and develop new ideas and solutions. Main idea number 10. The division of labor is a source of social conflict. Durkheim argues that the division of labor is a source of social conflict because it creates a system of competition and rivalry among individuals. Durkheim argued that the division of labor is a source of social conflict because it creates a system of competition and rivalry among individuals. He argued that when individuals are divided into distinct social roles, they become more specialized and focused on their own tasks, which can lead to a sense of competition and rivalry with others who are performing similar tasks. This competition can lead to feelings of resentment and hostility, which can manifest in social conflict. Durkheim also argued that the division of labor can lead to a sense of alienation. As individuals become increasingly specialized and focused on their own tasks, they can become disconnected from the larger society and their fellow citizens. Durkheim argued that the division of labor can also lead to a sense of inequality, as some individuals may be more successful than others in their specialized roles. This can lead to feelings of envy and resentment, which can further fuel social conflict. Durkheim argued that the division of labor can also lead to a sense of powerlessness, as individuals become increasingly dependent on their specialized roles and unable to control their own destiny. This can lead to feelings of frustration and anger, which can further contribute to social conflict. Main idea number 11. The division of labor is a source of social solidarity and social control. Durkheim argues that the division of labor is a source of both social solidarity and social control because it creates a system of rules and regulations that govern the behavior of individuals. Durkheim argued that the division of labor is a source of both social solidarity and social control. He argued that the division of labor creates a system of rules and regulations that govern the behavior of individuals. This system of rules and regulations creates a sense of solidarity among individuals, as they are all bound by the same set of rules and regulations. At the same time, this system of rules and regulations also serves as a form of social control, as it helps to ensure that individuals adhere to the rules and regulations that have been established. Durkheim argued that the division of labor is beneficial to society because it helps to create a sense of order and stability. He argued that the division of labor helps to ensure that individuals are able to specialize in certain tasks, which in turn helps to increase efficiency and productivity. Furthermore, the division of labor also helps to create a sense of solidarity among individuals, as they are all bound by the same set of rules and regulations. Finally, the division of labor also serves as a form of social control, as it helps to ensure that individuals adhere to the rules and regulations that have been established. Main idea number 12. The division of labor is a source of economic growth. Durkheim argues that the division of labor is a source of economic growth because it increases efficiency and productivity. Durkheim argues that the division of labor is a source of economic growth because it increases efficiency and productivity. By dividing labor into specialized tasks, workers can become more proficient in their particular area of expertise, allowing them to produce more in less time. This increased efficiency leads to increased output, which in turn leads to economic growth. Furthermore, the division of labor allows for the specialization of tools and machinery, which further increases efficiency and productivity. This specialization also allows for the development of new technologies, which can further increase economic growth. The division of labor also leads to increased competition, which can further spur economic growth. By allowing for the specialization of labor, firms can compete more effectively in the marketplace, leading to increased innovation and productivity. This increased competition can also lead to lower prices, which can further stimulate economic growth. Finally, the division of labor can lead to increased wages, which can lead to increased consumer spending, which can further stimulate economic growth. Main idea number 13. The division of labor is a source of social change. Durkheim argues that the division of labor is a source of social change because it allows for the development of new skills and technologies. Durkheim argued that the division of labor is a source of social change because it allows for the development of new skills and technologies. He argued that the division of labor creates a new form of interdependence between individuals, which leads to the emergence of new social structures and institutions. This new form of interdependence allows for the development of new forms of knowledge and technology, which in turn leads to further social change. Durkheim argued that the division of labor is a key factor in the development of modern societies, as it allows for the specialization of labor and the emergence of new forms of social organization. Durkheim also argued that the division of labor is a source of social change because it leads to increased efficiency and productivity. By allowing for the specialization of labor, the division of labor allows for the production of goods and services at a much faster rate than would be possible without it. This increased efficiency and productivity leads to increased economic growth, which in turn leads to further social change. Durkheim argued that the division of labor is a key factor in the development of modern societies, as it allows for the specialization of labor and the emergence of new forms of social organization. Main idea number 14. The division of labor is a source of social mobility. Durkheim argues that the division of labor is a source of social mobility because it allows individuals to move up and down the social hierarchy. Durkheim argued that the division of labor is a source of social mobility because it allows individuals to move up and down the social hierarchy. He argued that the division of labor creates a system of interdependence between individuals, which allows them to specialize in certain tasks and to develop skills that can be used to move up the social ladder. This interdependence also allows individuals to move down the social ladder if they are unable to perform certain tasks or if their skills become obsolete. In this way, the division of labor creates a system of social mobility that allows individuals to move up and down the social hierarchy. Durkheim also argued that the division of labor creates a sense of solidarity among individuals, which can help to reduce social inequality. He argued that when individuals are able to specialize in certain tasks, they become more efficient and productive, which can lead to increased economic prosperity for all members of society. This increased prosperity can help to reduce social inequality by providing individuals with more opportunities to move up the social ladder. Finally, Durkheim argued that the division of labor can help to create a sense of social cohesion. He argued that when individuals are able to specialize in certain tasks, they become more aware of their own abilities and the abilities of others. This awareness can help to create a sense of solidarity among individuals, which can help to reduce social inequality and create a more equitable society. Main idea number 15. The division of labor is a source of social stratification. Durkheim argues that the division of labor is a source of social stratification because it creates a hierarchy of occupations and social classes. Durkheim argued that the division of labor is a source of social stratification because it creates a hierarchy of occupations and social classes. He argued that the division of labor creates a system of inequality, where some people are more privileged than others. This inequality is based on the type of work that people do, and the amount of power and resources they have access to. This inequality is further reinforced by the fact that certain occupations are more valued than others, and those who occupy them are seen as more important and powerful than those who do not. This creates a system of social stratification, where those at the top of the hierarchy have more power and resources than those at the bottom. Durkheim also argued that the division of labor creates a sense of solidarity among those who occupy the same social class. He argued that people who do the same type of work tend to identify with each other and form a sense of community. This sense of solidarity can be seen in the way that people in the same occupation often support each other and work together to achieve common goals. This sense of solidarity can also be seen in the way that people in the same social class often share similar values and beliefs. The division of labor is thus a source of social stratification because it creates a hierarchy of occupations and social classes, and reinforces inequality between those at the top and those at the bottom. It also creates a sense of solidarity among those who occupy the same social class, and reinforces the values and beliefs that are shared by those in the same occupation. Main idea number 16. The division of labor is a source of social fragmentation. Durkheim argues that the division of labor is a source of social fragmentation because it creates a system of competition and rivalry among individuals. Durkheim argued that the division of labor is a source of social fragmentation because it creates a system of competition and rivalry among individuals. This competition and rivalry can lead to a breakdown in social solidarity, as individuals become focused on their own interests and goals, rather than on the collective good. This can lead to a lack of trust and cooperation between individuals, and a lack of shared values and norms. Furthermore, the division of labor can lead to a lack of social mobility, as individuals become locked into their particular roles and are unable to move up the social ladder. This can lead to a sense of alienation and powerlessness, as individuals feel that they have no control over their lives. Durkheim argued that the division of labor can also lead to a sense of anomy, or normlessness. This occurs when individuals are no longer bound by shared values and norms, and instead are driven by their own individual interests. This can lead to a breakdown in social order, as individuals no longer feel a sense of obligation to their community or to society as a whole. This can lead to a lack of social cohesion, as individuals become more focused on their own individual goals and interests. Main idea number 17. The division of labor is a source of social integration. Durkheim argues that the division of labor is a source of social integration because it creates a sense of unity and belonging among individuals. Durkheim argued that the division of labor is a source of social integration because it creates a sense of unity and belonging among individuals. He argued that when individuals are divided into distinct roles and tasks, they become more interdependent and connected to one another. This interdependence creates a sense of solidarity and collective identity, which is essential for social integration. Durkheim also argued that the division of labor increases efficiency and productivity, which further contributes to social integration. By creating a sense of unity and belonging, the division of labor helps to create a more cohesive and harmonious society. Durkheim also argued that the division of labor is a source of social integration because it encourages individuals to specialize in certain tasks. This specialization allows individuals to develop their skills and expertise, which can be beneficial for the entire society. By developing their skills and expertise, individuals can contribute to the collective good and help to create a more productive and prosperous society. This specialization also encourages individuals to collaborate and cooperate with one another, which further contributes to social integration. Finally, Durkheim argued that the division of labor is a source of social integration because it encourages individuals to interact with one another. By interacting with one another, individuals can learn from each other and develop a better understanding of their roles and responsibilities. This understanding can help to create a more harmonious and cohesive society, which is essential for social integration. Main idea number 18. The division of labor is a source of social solidarity and social control. Durkheim argues that the division of labor is a source of both social solidarity and social control because it creates a system of rules and regulations that govern the behavior of individuals. Durkheim argued that the division of labor is a source of both social solidarity and social control. He argued that the division of labor creates a system of rules and regulations that govern the behavior of individuals. This system of rules and regulations creates a sense of solidarity among individuals, as they are all bound by the same set of rules and regulations. At the same time, this system of rules and regulations also serves as a form of social control, as it helps to ensure that individuals adhere to the rules and regulations that have been established. Durkheim argued that the division of labor is beneficial to society because it helps to create a sense of order and stability. He argued that the division of labor helps to ensure that individuals are able to specialize in certain tasks, which in turn helps to increase efficiency and productivity. Furthermore, the division of labor also helps to create a sense of solidarity among individuals, as they are all bound by the same set of rules and regulations. Finally, the division of labor also serves as a form of social control, as it helps to ensure that individuals adhere to the rules and regulations that have been established. Main idea number 19. The division of labor is a source of economic growth and social progress. Durkheim argues that the division of labor is a source of both economic growth and social progress because it increases efficiency and productivity and allows for the development of new skills and technologies. Durkheim argued that the division of labor is a source of both economic growth and social progress. He argued that it increases efficiency and productivity, allowing for the development of new skills and technologies. This, in turn, leads to increased economic growth and social progress. By allowing for specialization, the division of labor also allows for the development of new and more efficient ways of producing goods and services. This, in turn, leads to increased economic growth and social progress. Durkheim also argued that the division of labor leads to increased social solidarity. By allowing for specialization, it allows for the development of a sense of interdependence among individuals. This, in turn, leads to increased social cohesion and a sense of collective identity. This, in turn, leads to increased social progress. Finally, Durkheim argued that the division of labor leads to increased social mobility. By allowing for specialization, it allows for individuals to move up the social ladder. This, in turn, leads to increased social progress and economic growth. Main idea number 20. The division of labor is a source of social cohesion and social stability. Durkheim argues that the division of labor is a source of both social cohesion and social stability because it creates a sense of interdependence and cooperation among individuals and a sense of order and predictability in society. Durkheim argues that the division of labor is a source of both social cohesion and social stability. He argues that it creates a sense of interdependence and cooperation among individuals, as each person is dependent on the other for the completion of tasks. This interdependence creates a sense of solidarity and unity among individuals, which in turn leads to social cohesion. Additionally, the division of labor creates a sense of order and predictability in society, as each person knows what their role is and what is expected of them. This order and predictability helps to maintain social stability, as it reduces the potential for conflict and disruption. Durkheim also argues that the division of labor is beneficial for individuals, as it allows them to specialize in certain tasks and develop their skills. This specialization allows individuals to become more efficient and productive, which in turn leads to greater economic prosperity. Furthermore, the division of labor allows individuals to develop a sense of pride and satisfaction in their work, as they are able to see the tangible results of their efforts. Overall, Durkheim argues that the division of labor is a source of both social cohesion and social stability. It creates a sense of interdependence and cooperation among individuals, as well as a sense of order and predictability in society. Additionally, it allows individuals to specialize in certain tasks and develop their skills, leading to greater economic prosperity. Thus, the division of labor is an important factor in the maintenance of social cohesion and stability.